أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and focusing on the letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, which Imam Ali al-Islam writes to his son Imam Hassan al-Islam on the way back to Siffin. We're now coming to the end of the letter. It's a few more paragraphs, but probably a lifetime in them left. Imam continues to tell his son, he says, وَمَنْ اِقْتَصَرَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِهِ كَانَ أَبْكَى لَهُ. One who stays in his position will remain constant upon it. What Imam means is appreciation and demanding in accordance to your capabilities are the two potent agents of success. And we will look at those aspects when we analyze these. He says, وَأَوْثَقُ سَبَبٍ أَخَذْتَ بِهِ سَبَبٌ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. He says, the most trustworthy intermediary is the one which you adopt between yourself and Allah. Then he tells him, one who does not care for your interests is really your enemy. When greed leads to ruin, deprivation is an achievement. Not every defect can be reviewed, and not every opportunity recurs or comes back again. Now let's just look at these, because there's so much in there. The first thing that Imam tells him, that you've got to know your position, who you are, your capabilities. Because in essence, there are two factors which determine our success in life. The first one is an evaluation to find out our real position. And the second one is, once you've evaluated yourself and found your position, then to accept responsibilities based on that capacity and not to exceed those limits. For example, if I'm not a philosopher, then I can't pretend to be able to solve the problems of creation. If I'm not qualified to accept positions which deal with leadership or judicial or political or military or economic problems, then I should not accept such a post in the first place. If I'm given the chance to deliver a sermon, for example, then not to go beyond the limits of my understanding. Because if I were to just read out something without making an attempt to understand it, it's not going to get to your heart. Because the way I understand it is the way it's going to hit you. Very often we hear talks that are just read. When you just read something, it doesn't have the same effect on the soul that it should. And it applies to everything. And it means that one has failed to recognize the true status in life. And consequently, when you accept responsibilities for which you're not qualified for, you're only betraying yourself. And there are many, many guidelines that Imam Ali al-Islam in Nahj al-Balagha gives in this respect. And again, as a child, I remember my father reading these out and not trying to understand them at that time. For example, Imam says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَعًا عَرَفَ قَدَرَهُ وَلَمْ يَتَعَدَّ دَوْرَهُ. May Allah bless one who knows his status and doesn't exceed it. A wise man is the one who recognizes status. One who does not appreciate his status will remain stupid. If you're not aware of your position, you will get destroyed. You will go off the limits. You will lose your self-esteem amongst people. And one who does not step off his limits is respected by all. And that is why, with all this, Imam tells his son, مَنْ اِقْتَصَرَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِهِ كَانَ أَبْقَى لَهُ. One who stays within his limits will remain intact. That means your self-esteem will be there. Then Imam tells him the safest means between Allah and his abd. He talks about that. You know, we see that in life, the safest bond is the bond between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To achieve any objective, that is necessary. And the only way to do that is, as we see in Ayat al-Kursi, this is the best advice you can have. فَمَنْ يَغْفَرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فَسَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you disbelieve in shaitan and you believe in Allah, then you have laid hold on the firmest handle, the strongest of bonds, which shall never break off. If you look at Surah Al-Luqman, Surah number 31, ayah 22. وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Whoever submits wholly to Allah, and he's the doer of good to others, he has taken hold of the firmest thing upon which a human being can hold on to. So, the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amn, the iman, is what is required to build this bond up. And in this connection, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Islam is based on five foundations. It says, As-salah wa zakah wal hajj wal sawm wal wilayah. Prayer, zakah, hajj, fasting, and guardianship. And the safest resort to hold on to is to have relations with Allah. And this is what Imam Hassan is told by Imam Ali. And then a practical advice. It says, one who betrays you when you are in need is your enemy. One who doesn't have your interests in heart is your enemy. A true friend is the one who sees your virtue as his virtue, your suffering as his suffering, whose wealth and social status will not change his affections towards you, who does not spare you anything and will not betray you when you are in your depressions, in your lows, when you're at a low. And therefore that is why it says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُبَالِقَ فَهُوَ عَدُوٌّ. One who does not care about you is your enemy. He tells his son, if in the case where greed leads to destruction, it's better to resort to despair. Isn't it absolutely wonderful? You know, despair is not looked upon as a good trait. But here Imam says, if you were looking at the two, between the devil and the deep blue sea, if you're looking at the lesser of the two sins, despair is far better than greed, because it will lead you to destruction. And then finally, in this paragraph, Imam tells him, not every hidden defect becomes revealed, and not every opportunity is attainable. There is a subtle message here. Here Imam's telling that don't try to reveal people's hidden defects. Keep them hidden, because Allah loves people's secrets not to be revealed. And don't miss opportunities, because they may not come back again. They're like clouds that go away. It's so beautifully said. So beautifully. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter tomorrow.